This is Matt Greller, CEO of AIM. Welcome to the Hometown Innovations Podcast. Join us as we share ways our municipalities are positioning themselves for the future, thought-provoking interviews with state and local leaders, and more. Thanks for listening as we tell the municipal story.
Welcome to this episode of AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast. This is Chelsea Schneider, AIM's Municipal Innovation Specialist, and I am here with Lieutenant Governor Crouch, and we are in Nashville celebrating a new placemaking project. They revitalized their historic town square, the Village Green, and Lieutenant Governor Crouch, it seems as though placemaking and quality of place is a real focus of your and Governor Holcomb's administration. You know, tell me why you think these types of projects are good for communities to do.
Well, every community has its own personality. And what we believe is that these placemaking projects are an opportunity for a community to come together and kind of identify who they are and what they want to be and what they want people to know them for. And in the process, they end up collaborating and cooperating and working together to develop a project that really kind of speaks to their personality. We so much believe that that is what the future of Indiana is that we have pockets of communities where people are identifying who they are, and they're very unique and very, very individualistic. And so it serves the purpose of providing for an identity, but it also provides for a process that brings people together and gets them to work together to actually set up that identity.
That's great. And a lot of our mayors and town leaders interact quite often with your office through IHCDA, rural and community development. I mean, what's kind of coming in, ahead, or what can we look forward to in terms of your efforts for rural community development?
Well, we believe, Governor Holcomb and I believe, that the next great economic development frontier is rural Indiana. And so first of all, we have to focus on broadband. We have to make sure that our rural areas are not left behind as we move forward with broadband. So that will allow then healthcare and education and business to prosper in our rural areas. But in addition, what we want to encourage is more partnering and more regional cooperation among our rural communities. So rather than a community looking at how do I take care of myself, how do I take care of myself and how do I work with my neighboring community so that we can pool our resources and we can have kind of a shared commonality. And so that promoting that kind of regionalism is going to be the future of rural economic development, in our opinion.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lieutenant Governor. We appreciate your time.
Oh, my pleasure, Chelsea. It's always a pleasure sitting in Nashville, Indiana by a nice warm fire on a cool day.
Definitely. Literally a fireside chat, right?
That's
so
right.
Thank you so much. We are back on AIM's Hometown Innovations Podcast, and now we're with Nashville Town Manager Scott Rudd, and we are, you know, kind of wrapping up their great celebration for the Village Green Revitalization Project. So Scott, tell us a little bit about what the project was. What did you guys do?
The project started a couple years ago when a local shopkeeper and resident pointed out that we did not have a play space in downtown Nashville. And this was something that was quite a surprise to all of us because we didn't think of it. And it was a great way for us to take a piece of public input and turn it into something that could make a huge difference for downtown Nashville.
Great. And Village Green, I mean, this is a really historic area for you guys. I mean, what does it mean to the community?
You know, so the Village Green is also our original town square. And so all the way back to when the town was founded, this was the place where everything happened. We have old photographs from the 1800s of politicians doing stump speeches on, you know, wooden boxes and on the Village Green. And the original town pump where local residents got all their water is located on the town square. So a famous photographer used that water to develop these photographs that we use to kind of revitalize the space. And it's just a very historic spot that has gone into a state of underuse, I would say. And so our vision was to really reactivate the space and bring life back into it and community back to it. And we really think we hit it out of the park.
Great, because when you go over there now, there's a place, you know, for kids to kind of sit down and maybe do theater. I mean, what do you see when you head over there?
Well, the first thing I see is my 3-year-old son, Carter, and we now have incorporated this into our nightly walk routine. And so we stop in and he gets to play with all the play elements, which are all local artisan design play elements. It's not a playground, it's a play space that's artisan designed, and it's just this really fantastic space. And so Carter has a really good time playing on all the elements and getting to try those out.
Great. And you know, Nashville's such a great, strong community. I mean, what is kind of down the pipeline? What's the next big thing you guys are doing?
Well, there actually are a lot of things coming down the pipeline in Nashville. We have a major development underway immediately adjacent to town called Hard Truth Hills. And this is a Big Woods family development, Big Woods Brewery, and their Hard Truth distilling operation is going to be located there on a little over 300 acres. And so the town council recently annexed that property and we're extending utilities to it, and the property is under development currently. And so that's really designed to be a destination type of development that we think will draw lots of tourists, but it's also got a manufacturing component. They're just, you know, distributing spirits out of there and manufacturing spirits out of there and brewing beer and distributing that, you know, outside of the community, bringing those resources home, which is very important to us.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Scott. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.